like the sixth chapter of Hilchos Gerushin. This chapter contains 30 halachas. The first five halachas deal with the ability which the husband and wife have to appoint the agents to receive or to convey the get. Halachas 6 through 9 sets forth the qualifications for these agents. Halacha 10 through 13 deals with certain deviations of the agent's mission. Halachas 14 and 15 outline the procedure of the delivery of the get by the agent. Halachas 16 through 29 deal with the cancellation of the get, while the final halacha deals with the wife's right to support until the moment of the actual delivery of the get. The Rambam begins as follows. Halacha Aleph, the first halacha. Hashliach she'oisa isha legabel lo gitom yad bailo, lo nikra shliach kabbalah. The shliach, meaning the agent which the woman appoints to receive the get from her husband, is called the receiving shliach. U'mishigia get liyat shlucha tizgarish ki'ilu higia liyada. And as soon as the get reaches her agent's hand, her shliach's hand, she is divorced just as if it had reached her own hand. And this shliach must be appointed in the presence of two witnesses. And furthermore, she needs the testimony of two witnesses to state that the get reached the hand of her shliach. Even if the latter witnesses are the same as the former, or if one of the latter is the same as one of the former witnesses, it is considered a perfectly valid testimony. Halacha Beis, b'med varim amurim. When does this previous halacha apply? B'shi avad aget, when we are unable to produce the get because it was lost, or nikra, or even if we can produce the get, but it is torn. Aval im hoya get yoytze mitachas yidei shliach kabbalah. But however, if the get is produced by the shliach, then ein tzorich edim, we do not have a need for edim. Bein shenos nuleyabal beinu lebeinai. It does not matter if the husband gave the shliach the get in private, ben shenimso lebeedim, or if the husband delivered the get to the shliach in the presence of witnesses. Yitziyosim mitachas yodai ki yitziyosim mitachas yidei isha. As long as the shliach produces the get, it has the same weight as if it was produced by the woman herself. V'yafa pikein, nevertheless, lo yitein lo yaget l'chatchilo, elo be'edem mesira, kemoya isha atzma. The husband should not, on the outset, deliver the get to a shliach, except in the presence of witnesses. And this is the same as you would have to do if he delivered it to the woman herself. Halacha Gimel, the third halacha. Habal in a yochalas is shliach legabel get liyishtai. The husband has no authority to appoint a shliach to receive the get in behalf of his wife. Aval yochalas is shliach lohaylecha get liyishtai. He only has the authority to appoint a shliach to convey the get to his wife. V'zehu nikra shliach haylecha. And this latter instance is called a conveying agent. The difference between a shliach lekabala, as we learned in the first halacha, and shliach lehelacha, a conveying agent, is as follows: that if the get is acquired by the shliach kabala, then the moment the shliach receives the get, it is as if the wife received it and she's divorced from that moment on. However, in the case of a shliach lehailacha, when the shliach receives the get, the woman is not considered divorced until she actually receives it from that shliach. Halacha dalet, the fourth halacha. In this halacha, the Rambam describes a third type of shliach. V'chein isha shelachas shliach lahavi lo get miyad bailo. The woman has also the authority to appoint a shliach, an agent, to bring the get from her husband. V'zehu anikra shliach hava. And this is called a shliach hava. And in this type of shlichus, the woman does not become divorced until she receives the get, unlike a shliach kabbalah, which we discussed in the first chapter. Ve'ein shliach haylocha v'havo, and a shliach of haylocha and a shliach of havo tzorich edim, do not need any witnesses at its inception. Halacha hey, ve'ein ha'isha misgareshes beget to shalach habal, or shehev yilo shliach havo ad shehigia get liyada. And as we explained just previously, the woman does not become divorced with a get that her husband sent or that her shliach havo brought to her until she actually receives the get. V'chol mokim shenema be'inyin gitin shliach stam, and in all instances where it says in matters pertaining to divorce, shliach stam, just an agent, without describing what type of agent it was, whether it was an agent shliach lekabala or shliach lehayva, is a shliach haylocha or shliach hava. It is either a shliach haylocha or a shliach hava, and not a shliach lekabala. Halacha vav, hakol ksherim shliach is a get, bein the shliach kabala ben shliach haylocha v'hayva, chutz min hachamisha. All persons are considered qualified to act as a shliach in either receiving, conveying, or fetching of a get, with the exception of the following five: a nochri, a heathen, the oeved and the slave, the acherish and the deaf mute, the ashoit and an imbecile, the cotton and a minor. V'im kibel or hevi echad mehem einu get. If in the event that one of these receives or brings a get, then there is no get at all. Halacha zayin, the seventh halacha. Aval anoshim b'akrevim k'sherim. However, women and relatives are qualified to bring a get. Afilu apsulim medivrei seifrim ba'aveira k'sherim l'shlichas haget. And even people who are in other instances disqualified from bearing testimony because they transgressed a rabbinical enactment, however, they, in the case of Gittin, they will be qualified to act as agents in a get. Aval apsulim ba'aveira medivrei Torah. However, those who have been disqualified for a transgression against the Torah, psulim lavos haget, they are ineligible to bring a get. V'meviyu, and if a get was brought by one of these people, areis a puzzle, it is not a valid get. B'med dvarim amurim, when does this halacha apply? Kishniskayim aget b'chaisma, when the get was previously validated by witnesses who have signed the get. Aval im loy nisach by elo avivei pasul b'aveir min ha'teira. If, however, the validation depends solely upon one who has been disqualified for a transgression against the Torah, then the law is einu get. There is no get. An explanation for the latter part of this halacha is as follows. If someone that has transgressed against the Torah is an agent, is a shliach in a get, if this get was already validated internally through the signatures of qualified witnesses, then the Rambam says that the get is puzzled, that the get is defective, meaning that we do not allow the woman to remarry on the basis of this get. If, however, the woman did remarry, then we do not dissolve the second marriage, we let it stand. But, however, if there was no internal signatures of witnesses on this get, and since the exclusive basis for qualifying this get will be through this person who has transgressed against the Torah, then we say, the Rambam says, einu get, it is not a valid get to begin with, and even though the woman did marry on the basis of this get, we tell her to dissolve the second marriage. Halacha ches, the eighth halacha. Hoya shliach katan, kishenosan lo yaget v'godol kishevia. If the shliach was a minor when he was given the get and became an adult before he brought it. Or if he was a deaf mute and became sound again, or if he was an imbecile and became sane, or he was a heathen and then he became a convert, or Eved v'nishtacher, or he was a servant and he was freed. Areze batel, the get is nullified. Aval im nasan lo yeget v'hu pikeach v'nischarish v'chozer v'nispakach. If, however, the husband had given the get to his shliach while the latter was sound, and thereafter he became a deaf mute, and then he became sound again. Or hayashafik kishenasan lo yeget, he was sane when the husband gave the get. V'nishtato v'chozer v'nishtato kishehev yeget liyad ha'isha, and in the middle he became an imbecile and then was sane again when he brought the get to the woman. Areze get kosher, it is a kosher get. V'neshetchilasa v'sayfe bedas, because the beginning and the end of the get, meaning when the shliach received the get from the husband and when he gave it to the wife, these aspects were handled by a person of sound mind. Halacha tes, aisha she'asas shliach be'edim, a woman that appoints a shliach in the presence of witnesses, v'yomer lo, and she tells him, toili giti, take the get in my behalf, v'yei li v'yadcha, and through your hand it shall be mine. Areze shliach b'kabbalah, this shliach is considered a receiving agent, viki ilu amrlai, and it is as if, as she would have told him, iskabli giti, receive the get for me. And as the Rambam said in the first halacha, she becomes divorced the minute the shliach receives the get. Yesh la isha lasa shliach kabbalah lekabela gita miyat shluch isha baila. And a woman may even appoint a receiving shliach to accept a get in her behalf from her husband's conveying shliach. Uktana eino isa shliach lekabala. A minor girl, however, may not appoint a receiving shliach. Afa pi shechatzer kainela gita kigdaila. Because even though the husband will put the get in her courtyard, that means in her property, then the law is that she is divorced because it is as though he put it into her hand. However, the Rambam says here that putting it into the hand of her receiving shliach would not render her divorced from that moment on, unlike the case where the husband puts it into her possession, to her courtyard. Because there's a difference. Because in order, a condition for appointing a receiving agent, a receiving shliach, is that it needs witnesses. And no testimony may be given for the act of a minor because his mind is not regarded as completely formed. Halacha Yud. Aisha she'asasa shliach lekabala. A woman that appoints a shliach to receive a get. V'omar lo yabal, and the husband told the shliach, ein ritzoni shetekabel lo gita ela reize gita hoylech oisei lo. By me giving you this get, I do not wish that it should be received in my wife's behalf. However, I am giving you this get in order for you to convey it to her. A rishus b'yad abal, the husband does have this authority to prevail in this case. The nasa ze shliach lehaylocha, the loy shliach lekabbalah. And in fact, this shliach becomes a conveying shliach and not a receiving shliach. Avali mamaloi, if however the husband told the shliach, iskabeloi gita, receive this get, oy zechela, or acquire this for her, loy oka shlichus akabala, he has not thereby nullified the shliach's appointment as a receiving shliach. Avali mamaloi, if however the husband tells the shliach the following, hoylechlo, convey this get to her, oka shlichis hakabbalah, he has thereby voided the receiving shlichis, v'nasa shliach abal, and this person becomes a shliach for the husband. V'kachim omaloi hoylech v'tenlo, oka shlichis hakabbalah, and likewise if the husband tells the shliach, convey and give this get to her, he has thereby voided the receiving appointment. Halacha Yidal, the 11th halacha. Shliach Isha Shebo Lekabel Get Min Abal Biyomaloi. A shliach which was appointed by the woman to receive a get from a husband comes to the husband and tells him the following. Shliach Kabola Ani. I am a receiving shliach. Biyomaloi Abal. And the husband tells the shliach, Hoylach Get Ze Kemoshe Yomra. Convey this get just as my wife has said. Klaimar, this means to imply that any oikesh shlichuscha elo ben she'asa oischa shliach kabbalah o shliach kabbalah v'rei ata k'may she'yamra, that I am not voiding your appointment as a receiving agent, rather whether my wife had appointed you as a receiving agent or as just an agent to bring the get, you are to act in whichever capacity that my wife had appointed you to act. The Havi is a get, and this shliach brought the get to the woman, the Amrlai, and she said to him, Loi shliach lekabolo samticha ela shliach haba, that I have not appointed you a shliach to receive the get for me, I had just appointed you as a shliach to bring it to me. Aba afilu higia liyada enemigareshes, that in this instance, even if the get does reach her hand, she would not be considered divorced. The reason being, that this shliach has in fact voided her appointment. Yomer labal, me'oilom loy nasesi shliach avolo. Since what he said to the husband when he got the get amounts to the same thing as saying, I was never appointed a shliach just to bring the get. Halacha Yud Beis, the 12th halacha. Omer shliach labal. A shliach said to the husband, shliach habani, I am just a shliach to bring the get to your wife. The omer lo yabal, and the baal said to him, hoylech kemoshe omra, bring this get to my wife just as she has said. The havi is a get, and the shliach brought the get to the woman, and she said to him, shliach lekabolo samticha, I have made you not a conveying shliach but a shliach to receive the get for me. Kivan shegia get liyodai, when this get comes to the hand of the woman, the gereshes, he's considered divorced. Sharei lo'aka shlichis she amra, because this shliach did not void the appointment which the woman had said, elo gara aisa, he had just made this shlichus less dynamic. Sharei oimeres, because the woman says lekabala, I have empowered you, I have appointed you to become a shliach to receive the get for me. Vehu oimer labal, and he said to the husband, lahavo bilvad, I have only been empowered just to fetch this get, but I would still have to bring it to the woman for her to be considered divorced. Halacha Yud Gimel, the 13th halacha. Abal Shesholach get li ishtoi, husband which sends a get to his wife. Bo shliach litnei lo veloi netolosoi, the shliach came to give this get to the wife, however she did not accept this get. Eloi amru lo bifnei edim, but she said to this shliach in front of witnesses, ye get ze pikodin etzloch, let this get remain on deposit in your custody. Or she said to the shliach, "Arei ata shliach lekabli li, you are hereby appointed as receiving agent in my behalf." Arei zu migreshes b'safek, the divorce is in doubt. At sheyagia get liyada, until this get reaches her hand, when sheyagia get liyada, when this get does reach her hand, tizgar is vadai. Then she is assuredly divorced. Halacha yudal. Shliach shehevi get. When a shliach brings a get, kishuhu nois neila, nois ala b'fnei edim. When he gives this get to the woman, it has to be given in front of two witnesses. V'yoysim eshnaim, and these two witnesses, shrichim likrois, so you have to read the get. V'yachakach, and after which, he nos in law b'fnei him. It has to be given to her in front of these witnesses.
Kedin.
Hashliach ima isha kedin abal ima shetach tavu kam. The reason for this procedure is because the status of the agent of the shliach in regards to the woman is the same as that of her husband in whose stead he is acting. And just like the husband has to follow the above procedure, likewise the shliach who is acting instead has to follow the this procedure has to be followed. The fikach, therefore, in the son of shliach lav v'loy karu ed mesira. If he had given this get to the woman and the witnesses did not read the get, and she took it and threw it into the sea, then this divorce is in doubt. Halacha tesva, over a shliach v'nosen get beinu l'beinu. If the shliach did not follow the above appropriate procedure, meaning giving the get in front of witnesses, but he gave this get to her in private, itlanu mimeno, then this shliach must take the get back from her. The yachzor v'itna lo b'fnei edim, and he has to give it once again, and this time in front of two edim. V'meis, and if the shliach is unable to do it because subsequently he died, hayo v'aget yoytze mitachas yodai mekuyam v'choismav, is arei the get kosher. The get is considered kosher because firstly it is produced by her, and it is also validated internally by the signatures of the witnesses. Halacha tezayin, shliach shenot laget v'koydim sheyagia liyadei isha chazer abal v'omeloi get v'shalachti imcha batelhu. A shliach which took a get and before he is able to deliver it to the woman, the husband said to him, this get which I have sent with you is null and void. Or in the case where the husband reaches the woman first and tells her, get shalachti leich batlu, this get which I have sent to you is null and void. Or if the husband sends another shliach to void the get, or if he declares to other people, get shalachti liishti batelhu, this get which I have sent to my wife is null and void, then the law is a reza batel. It is indeed null and void. V'afa pi shegia get liyada, even though later on this get does get to be delivered to the woman, it is nevertheless not a valid get. V'cholam batel b'fnei acherim tzarich. And whosoever chooses to void a get in the presence of other person must do so in the presence of two people. Vim achashige get liyadoi, oi liyat shliach kabbalah, and yach levatah. However, after the woman had already received the get, or her receiving shliach has received the get, then after that he is unable to nullify the get. This means as follows. In certain instances of halacha, a person may retract himself, and it would be considered a valid retraction if it would be done within a short period of a time span. However, in this instance, where the receiving shliach took the get, or where the get was delivered to the woman's hand, or in her courtyard, then this type of retraction would not be considered valid, and this get would stand. Halacha yudzayin, hoye mechazer mevakish shliach kedei levatloi. If the husband goes about seeking a shliach to nullify the get, hoye mevakish shnayim shivatlen b'fneim, or he was seeking two people in order to nullify the get before them. Ubein shehu mechazav eroidev. Hegia get liyadai. V'yachakav bitlai. And if while he was so engaged, the get reaches his wife's hand, and he voids it after that, ein levatel. The get is not considered void. Af api shehoyim mechazav levatlai. Koydim shegia get liyadai. Notwithstanding the fact that he sought to void it before he was delivered to her. In other words, the meaning is as follows. Even though we see through specific actions which are performed by the husband that his intention is to nullify this get, nevertheless, this is just intentions, and legally this will not carry the weight of an action of nullifying the get. Halacha Yudches. Omer la Sarah. The husband told 10 people, Kisvu get utnuli ishti. Write a get and give it to my wife. Yochel levatel lazeh shelo b'fnei zeh. He may void it in the presence of only one of these persons and in the absence of the others. Vafilu b'fnei shnayim acherim. And he may even void it in the presence of two completely different persons. Sholach haget b'yad shnayim. And if he sends the get through two persons, he may likewise void it in the presence of only one of them and in the absence of the other. And even if there were 10 such shluchim, if he voids it in the presence of only one of them, it is considered null and void. And likewise, if someone has told two people, get shani kaisav liishti batalhu, this get which I am now writing for my wife is void. Because of achakach get unsoni lo b'fnei shnayim acherim, and then he proceeds to write a get and he gives it to her in the presence of two other persons, erez a batal, this get is void. V'zu hi mesiris hameidol get. And the case that the Rambam now described is called making a declaration against a get. V'chein, and likewise, imam alehem, if the husband told to them, ko get sheyichtev li ploini batel, any get which such and such a person would write for me is void, or ko get sheyichtev beis dinah shel ploini areis the get batel, any get which I may write in the court of such and such shall be considered void. Or if the husband says kol get she'efte mikan vad esim shonav batel, any get which I would write from now until 20 years is void, is areze get batel. Such a get is considered void. V'chein, and likewise imam b'fnei shnayim, if he says in the presence of two people kol get she'efte v'plein se'ishti batel hu, any get which I would write for my wife is void. And he proceeds to say that anything which I may say to annul this declaration should be considered void. Because of Ahakab on Sunday Loy, and after that he wrote a get and gave it to his wife. Even though he had in fact invalidated his protest before he wrote the get, nevertheless, the get is considered void. Halacha chav, im kein, mahi takonas dover zeh? Being so, and this refers to the previous halacha, in which a person declares that any declaration that I would make to nullify my declaration, stating, for example, that any get that I would write from now to 20 years should become void, any declaration that I would make, that declaration should not take effect, but that should be voided. Then what is the remedy in this type of situation where he would wish to send a get? So the Rambam says, that the witnesses should say to him before the writing of the get, declare in our presence that all the statements made by you, which, if made effective, would have annulled the get, are now themselves null and void. V'hu hoimer ein, and he should say, I do. V'achakach omer lahem lichtav v'lachtem v'litten la. After that, he should tell them to write the get, sign it, and deliver it to his wife. And then the Rambam adds, V'loi yanichu leilach ad sheyagia get liyoda, kedei shelo yetze v'vatloi. Then these witnesses should not let this person go until the get actually reached his wife's hands, so that he may not go forth once again and voided once more. V'ein ha-moisem le'do v'loi ha-mvatl le'do tzarech kinyan. And any person which makes such a declaration or annuls such a declaration does not need to accompany this by a kinyan, which means a symbolic act of barter to ratify it, as would be the case in other instances. Halacha chofalef, ha-shaleach get b'yad ha-shliach u'bitl ha-get. If someone sends a get through a shliach and he voids the get, arei choizer u'megarish bo'y kishyirtzeh, he may use this get in a future date if he decides to give a get at that time. Shalai bitl ha-mitaris get, because he did not void the actual get, ela mitaris shlichus. He only voided the agency, the shlichus. The fikachim hoya get biyad ba'al ubitlay. Therefore, if the get was in the possession of the husband when he voided it, kigoyin sha'amar, for example, when he said get zeb batalhu, this get is void, and magarish bo'y le'aylam, then he is not allowed to use this in any future divorce. Ve'ehu kacheres ha'nishbo, it's considered as valueless as a broken piece of pottery. Bim gerish boy, and if he actually used this to divorce his wife, ein megareshes, then the law is that it is, she's not considered divorced. Because in this instance, unlike the previous instance where he just avoided the shlichus, the agency, in this instance when it is in possession of the husband, when he voids it completely. He voids the actual get. V'chein, likewise, imperish be'ei shebitloi v'hu b'yad ha-shliach v'omar get she'shalachti rehu batum liyos get emigash bo'y li'aylam. Also, when he says specifically when voiding the get, even though it is still in his shliach's hand, that the get sent by me is hereby rendered void as a get, then the law is that he may never use it to effect the divorce at a future date. Halacha Chof Beis, the 22nd halacha, be'ez elishonis mevatel get. What does one have to say to properly void a get? Omar, if he said, batelhu, this get is null and void. Efshiboy, I do not want this get. Get said, lo yoyil, this get shall not help. Lo yatir, this get shall not have the power to release. Ve'lo yazoy, this get shall not have the power to cause my wife to leave, v'loi yishalech, and this get shall not send away, v'loi yigoresh, and this get shall not divorce. Yeh kecheres, it should be like a piece of broken pottery, yeh cheres, or it shall be a piece of valueless pottery, areihu kecheres, then it does become the same as a valueless piece of pottery. V'im oma echad me'elu, and if he said any of the above, v'cholatem lehem, and things which are similar to the things above, Areza Bitla, he has in fact nullified and voided the get. Halacha Chof Gimel, the 23rd halacha. Avalehim Amar, however, if he said, get ze'enu get, that this get is not a get, pasul hu, that this get is defective, enu moil, it is to no avail, enu matir, this get does not release, enu mishalach, this get does not send away, enu megarish, this get does not have the power to divorce, cheres hu, it is a piece of pottery, loy omer klum, then it is as if he had said nothing. She'ein ze loshen mevatel, because this is not words of annulment, elo loshen medea amitas adaver, but rather these are statements of fact. And yet the fact that he had stated is not a true fact. This means as follows: when he says get ze'einu get, that this get is not a get, he's merely stating a fact. And he is not nullifying the get, as it is not as if he was saying that this get is void. which would then be words of annulment. And in addition to just stating a fact by saying geta ainu geta, this get is not a get, it happens to be that this is not a true fact, because this get in fact is a good get. And the Rambam continues, kemisha oimer al davar asur shehu mutar, it is as if one declares that a forbidden thing is permitted, oy davar oy al davar atam shehu tayer, or on a ritually unclean thing that it is ritually clean. Chachav Dalit omar getze batal shemishmo apol sheovar kigoyim chomar ovar arezei sofik. If the husband says that this get has become null and void, using the word batal, which is a verb in the past tense, like chomak, and which means he has slipped away, or ovar, which means he has passed, then the matter is in doubt whether it is a good get or not a good get. If the woman was given this get as a divorce, arei sofik migureshes, then this divorce would be in doubt. Halacha Chof Hei, the 25th halacha. Misha shalach get li ishtai, if one sends a get to his wife, ubo shliach v'amalei, and the shliach returned to the husband and said to him, loy matasiho, I was unable to locate your wife, or loy ratasalikach, or she was unwilling to accept the get. To which the v'amar bow, to which the bow replied, baruch atav v'hametiv, blessed be he who is good and does good. Or he said something similar, which indicates that he is no longer of mind to divorce his wife. Because we see that he is very happy that the get did not go through. The Rambam says on this, the get is not rendered null and void by this type of instance. The reason for this is similar to the reason which the Rambam stated, which we have explained in the Rambam in the 17th halacha, in the case where someone is going out to find a shliach to nullify the get, or he goes out to seek two people in which in front of them he could nullify the get, and in the meantime the get reached her hand, so we say that it is not nullified, because since this is only an intent, and even though this intent has been validated to us by his actions, nevertheless it does not carry the it is not powerful enough to carry the full weight of an actual nullification. And likewise in our instance, that thing that we see that the husband is happy that the get did not go through, this is only an intent, even though it is a very graphic intent, but nevertheless we still need for him to nullify the get properly. Then the Rambam continues and states further, Elayitein v'tiyah migreshes atchiyom lebeferish loisitein loy o yivatel beferish. This shliach has now to give this get to the woman, and through that they would follow a valid divorce. And the only way for the shliach not to proceed is if the husband tells him explicitly, do not give this get to her, or if he definitely voids it. Halacha chavav. If a man sends a get to his wife and then, having changed his mind, voids it in presence of two other persons, or if he makes a declaration against the get, he's liable to a disciplinary flogging for a disobedience, because he causes children to be branded as illegitimate. The woman will receive the get, and on the basis of the get she would again marry, and shall witnesses appear later on and testify that the husband had voided it in their presence or made a declaration against it in their presence prior to writing it, V'nimtza v'lad mamzer. Then the child born of this marriage would become illegitimate. Halacha chav zayin. Shaliach shehevi get unsoni leisha. If a shliach brought a get and gave it to a woman, eino yishem a bitla baal. We do not worry that the baal had nullified it. Elo noisnim oisaloi, we give it to her, b'chefta shu kosher, on the strength that it is kosher and it is valid in Nasiba, and she's able to marry in the strength of it. And if later on we find out that it was nullified, she has to go out of the second marriage while Vlad Mamzer, and the child born of the second marriage is considered illegitimate. Get, and likewise, if somebody writes a get and he gives it to his wife, we do not say that he had made a declaration against his get. Elarehu becheskes kashrus, it is in the state of validity with nasibon. She is able to marry on the strength of it. Halacha of ches, v'chena may be get, and likewise, if somebody brings the get v'niach abal chayla, and when he left, the husband was extremely ill, oishahaya zaken, or if the husband was aged, nois neilo becheskes shul kayim, then the shliach may proceed to give it to the woman on the basis that the husband is still living. If, however, when the shliach left, the husband was in a dying condition, that most people that are in that dying condition actually die, even though the get was delivered to the wife, it is considered a doubtful divorce, because one cannot divorce posthumously. And likewise, if the husband is in the city surrounded by an army and is subjected to siege, or if the husband is in a ship which is tossed about by the waves of the sea, or if the husband has been accused of a capital crime, presumption in this case is that he is still living, and if a shliach brings a get from one that is in such a situation, he must give it to the wife, and she is presumed to be validly divorced. Now, on the other hand, if the husband was in a city that was actually stormed by an army and breached, or in a ship which was lost at sea, or was led out of a heathen court for execution, or was dragged away by a wild beast, or washed away by a river, or buried under the collapsed building, he is subject to the more rigorous regulations affecting both the living and the dead. Therefore, if a shliach has on hand a get from such a person, he may not deliver it to his wife. If he has already delivered it, she is doubtfully divorced. If it becomes known that the husband had in fact died before the get reaches his wife, then there is no get. Halacha lamed. Habol shishol get the ishtar, reizu chaybim, and zeiseha, a husband who has said again to his wife is still liable for her support and for all the conditions attached to the ksuva up to the time when the get reaches her hand or the hand of her receiving shliach.